everyone. June is Pride Month, the time of year when we celebrate the impact that lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and queer individuals have had on history. It's a great time to recognise the contributions of your LGBTQIA+ peers, learn a little bit more about LGBTQIA+ history, celebrate diversity and consider the ways that we can all contribute to creating a more inclusive society. But for my podcast today, I thought it an opportune moment to reflect on our own workplace and how we support our colleagues for whom Pride Month may be of bigger significance. As you know, I've worked with our apprentices for around 5 years now. Prior to that, I worked with young people across a wide spectrum of sectors, from healthcare, education, business, construction, and obviously our wonderful industry of automotives. Through my time in apprenticeships, I've supported young people who are gay, lesbian, curious, unsure, going through gender transition of varying stages, and on the whole, my observations of those around them have been really positive, supportive, and in most cases in their age range, nonchalant. Because to them, their friend's sexuality or gender identification is nothing more significant than the colour of their eyes. But for me, this mindset of our younger generation is the ultimate goal across all generations. But realistically, there's a long way to go. A few years ago in 2017, I worked with a young woman, I will call her A. Upon starting her college course, she presented as a young man, but having completed the first year, on return from the summer break, she returned identifying as her true self, a young woman. A kind, gentle, smart young woman, and not a single one of her friends batted an eyelid. She was just A, and everyone, girls and boys, loved her and looked out for her. Sadly, things were not the same at home. Her family struggled to accept her, and this resulted in seriously cruel treatment towards her, which was nothing less than abuse and neglect. I watched a bright student with so much potential reduced to a shadow of her former self. She hardly ate, she self-harmed, and she attempted to take her own life on several occasions. Through my attempts at intervention, I found even the authorities were seriously behind in terms of the support available to her. Thankfully, after many months, A secured independent accommodation, financial support, and was able to complete her college course before moving on to the next level in her dream to work with animals. But that experience left a lasting mark on me and my absolute determination to be an ally for the LGBTQIA+ community, because in this era, no one should be treated poorly simply because they want to live a life true to themselves. In my 5 years at Motus, I've worked with just two young men who felt comfortable and confident to share their sexuality with their peers partway through their apprenticeship. Knowing they had a great team around them, nurturing them, providing them a safe space to be themselves at work was brilliant. Exactly what we should be doing. Nothing special, to be honest. Just being a positive, supportive working environment for our colleagues. Something we all want. But imagine how sad I was to hear there are a number of young people in our network for whom coming out just isn't an option in their dealerships. I must stress these examples are not Motus colleagues, but it got me thinking, are we doing enough? It is vital that we are mindful of our words and actions and how these may be interpreted by those around us. Comments, jokes or banter, whilst not meant to hurt others, can be hugely damaging to the trust of young people when facing challenges around their sexuality or gender identification. Last month was Mental Health Awareness Month, and that goes hand in hand with Pride Month, as our treatment from others has a direct relation to both our physical and mental well-being. In order to prevent damaging the mental health of our colleagues and friends, we should ask ourselves one simple question: how would I want to be treated? This should tell you everything you need to know about how to treat others and provide a safe space at work. Quite simply, stand by the side of our colleagues, build trust, be an ally. Pride is often represented by the rainbow flag, the colours of which reflect the diversity of the LGBTQIA+ community and the spectrum of human sexuality and gender. At Motus Commercials, we are passionate about creating an environment that encourages all colleagues to bring their whole selves to work. It is our job as colleagues to break down barriers, challenge stereotypes, and celebrate the differences that make our company such a vibrant and inclusive place to be. Let's fly that rainbow flag with pride. Thank you.